Today's Amud is Yivamu Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Samach Beis Amud Beis, three lines in the bottom by the word Tan Rabbanon. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Ha'ayev es ishtei kegufay. One who loves his wife like himself, Amechavda Yoyser Migufa, Yoyser Migufay, and he is mechabed her even more than his than himself. Rashi explains that a woman naturally feels more zilusa, she feels more, I guess, insecure, more easier than, more so than a man, and therefore it's important for a person to be mechabed his wife even more than he would care about his own covet. His own covet he could handle more, his wife can't, and therefore he has to be mechabed her even more than himself. And a person who is mechanech his children to go in the proper ways, we'll get back to in a moment, and he marries them off even before their time. Sounds like even before their bar mas mitzvah. So I love a kasav aimer viadata ki shalom ayalecha. That you'll know that you have shalom, you have shlemus in your ayal, in your bais, in your house, if you do these things. Now it's machlekes rishayim exactly what it means to be masi and samuch lepirka. The way I believe Rashi and Sanhedrin says it, and Dice is over here, is that what it means it means kipshutai. It means even before bar and bas mitzvah. It means even, so now a daughter, we know that a father has the ability to marry off his daughter. Those are the sugyas in the beginning of Masechas Kedushin. But even when it comes to a son, even though there's no such thing as Kedushin for a katan, but there is still a concept of a father marrying off his son even before he's bar mitzvah. Even though the marriage is not chal, it's still, at least it's not considered a ma'aseh nus. Even though normally for a panui to be ba'al panuya, it's a ma'aseh nus. If you saw even the child, that even the woman becomes a zayna. L'ma'aseh, when it comes to this type of relationship, it's not a bias nus. The father marries off his child who's a katan, so it's not a bias nus. At the same time, they're not married. Adkadekach, that the sugyas and ksuvis, we spoke about it in the Reis al-Halacha in this past week, but the sugyas and ksuvis talk about what's the halacha when they then become bar and bas mitzvah, and they continue to be married, so how much is her ksuva going to be worth? We know the ksuva of a besula is worth 200 zuz, whereas the ksuva of a beula is worth 100 zuz. He was with her already when they were ketanim, and there was no marriage that was chal. It's not even chal midu rabbanan. So now she became a beula. So now when they become bar and bas mitzvah, and he continues to stay in, or now he really halachically marries her, so you would say that, oh, she's a beula, so now her ksuba should only be worth 100 zuz. But he's the one who made her into a beula. So that's the shayla. Does that affect the amount of her ksuba? Is her ksuba going to be worth 100 or 200? So that's things that we spoke about in this past week in the Reis al-Halacha. But that's the halacha, is that there's a ma'ilah to be masi and samach lepirkan. Obviously, nowadays it's probably not advisable. Even that which Chazal said to get married at 18 is not necessarily advisable for everyone today. But that's be'etzem, that there's such a ma'ilah like that to avoid any conflicts with the Yetzer Hara. So there's a ma'ilah for a father to marry off his son when he's a katan, even before he turns bar mitzvah. Says the Gemara that the ayiv as shcheinav, a person who loves his neighbor, but mikariv as kreivav, and he brings closer to Hashem his relatives, not just going out to other people, not just doing kiruv on rechaykim like kipshutai, meaning people that are not his family members, but kiruv kreivav, meaning kiruv on his own family members. That's the most important before anyone else, before other people. The most important is for a person to bring in his own family members. On a similar note, a person who marries his sister's daughter, his niece, is a ma'ilah marrying a sister's daughter. Rashi says that there's more shalom bayis over there. There'll be extra shalom bayis because a person naturally has a love for his sister, because this is his sister's child, so he's going to take care of her better than a random, so to speak, a different woman who he decides to marry. So a person who does all these things, v'hamal v'sela l'ani b'shas dachay, or if a person lends a sela to a person who's poor at a time of need, so alav akasav aimer, about such a person who accomplishes, who does all these things, that the pasuk says, that az tikra v'Hashem yaneh, that he'll call out and Hashem will answer him, tishava v'yaymer hineni, he'll call out and Hashem will right away be there for him. Now Taisus points out, we had in Mesechas Chagiga not too long ago, that it says that not such good things about a person who lends money to an ani b'shas dachkei at a time of need. because that's when he's forced to spend on things that aren't, he's not necessarily getting the best deals because he's just stuck. He needs to get food. He'll buy things that aren't necessarily at the best prices. So what does it mean? It sounds like there's a maila b'mal v'sel al ani b'shas dachkoy. I saw someone mefarish that it actually means not b'shas dachkoy of the ani, it means b'shas dachkoy of the naisein. A person who's giving money, you know, it's hard for him. A mal v'sel al ani b'shas dachkoy means it's hard for him to give the money. He's things aren't going so well for him. And alfal pikein, he's mal v'sel to the ani, he lends the money to the ani, even though things aren't going so well for himself. So about such a person, that's the type of person that when he calls out, when he gives tzedakah, even when things aren't going so well, so that's when Hashem answers him right away, an appropriate gemara to have during this time where the Reis is doing their campaign. It's a little hashkacha over here. Anyway, it says the gemara Vayter, Simen, Isha, Vekarka, Ezer, Zois, Shtei, Abrachais, Tagri, Pachsi. It says the Gemara Amar Belazar, Kol Adam She'ein Lo Isha Einei Adam. That any person who doesn't have a wife, so he doesn't have a shame Adam. He's not called a person. I believe I saw in the Zayar that Zayar says that maybe even he can't bring a carbon because it says Adam Ki Akriv Mikam. Only an Adam can bring a carbon. So a person who doesn't have a wife can't bring a carbon. I don't know if that's true lahalacha, but he's not called an Adam for whatever that means. He's not called an Adam. A lot of the sugis over here, a lot of agadita over here on today's Amud. We'll read what it says. And it's hard to know sometimes what exactly the deeper meaning of these sugyas are. But it says the Gemara, so he's not called an Adam. If he doesn't have a wife, he's not called an Adam. Shenemer Zachar in the cave of Biram, Vayikra Shemam Adam. It says that Hashem created Adam and Chava, and then he called their names Adam. So you see, he's only called Adam after he has a wife. V'amar Belazar, kol Adam, she'in like karka, in like Adam. A person who doesn't have karka, he doesn't own anything, he doesn't own land, so he's not called an Adam. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, v'ha'aretz nasan livnei Adam. Land was given to bnei Adam. So it's only if you have land, so then you're called a ben Adam. V'amar Belazar, my dichsev, what's the meaning of the Pasuk? That as Eloi Ezer Kenegdai. Hashem says, I'm going to make from a wife, she's going to be an Ezer Kenegdai, a helper that's opposite him. So what does that mean? It sounds like two opposite things. Is she going to be a helper or is she going to be against him? Says the Gemara, that Zacha Ezerta. If a person is zaycha, so then he has siyata d'shmai in his marriage, and then Ezartish will help him. But lo zacha kenegdai, if he doesn't have that siyata d'shmai, so then it will be kenegdai that shall be opposite him. V'gadamri Rabbi Elazar Rami. Rabbi Elazar asked as a stira, that ksiv kenegdai v'karin and kenegdai, that it's written without a yod, so you could read it as kenegdai, which is a lashon of malchus, a lashon of whipping him, that she whips him, u'karin and kenegdai, that she's for him. So zacha kenegdai. If he's zaycha, then it's kenigdai. Lo zacha minagdai. But if a person is not zaycha, so then she'll. I don't know if it literally means she'll hit him, but it won't be good for him. Ashkechei Rabbi Yaisi l'Aliyo, says the Gemara, a very interesting story. Rabbi Yaisi found Aliyo and Navi. So he had Aliyo and Navi many times, places in Shas. The Gemara says, Teku, Tishbi Tars Kushis Vebayas. He has the chance, he has the opportunity to ask Aliyo any question in the world, any of these Tekus that we had in Shas. Rabbi Yaisi had the opportunity to speak and to Aliyo and Navi to ask him these questions. Instead, what does Rabbi Yaisi ask Aliyo? Amar Lei, he asked Aliyo, Ksiv, Asalei Ezer, it says Hashem says, I'm going to create for you a wife to be as a helper. Said Rabbi Yaisi to Aliyo, I have a Bam Kasha, Bam Me Isha Izarte La Adam. How does a wife help a person? It's a very strange question. How does a wife help? Hopefully we can all answer that question very easily. How does a wife help a person? Very strange question. That's what he asked Aliyo. How does a wife help a person? How does a wife help a husband? So Amar Lei, so Aliyo says back to Rabbi Yaisi that Adam may be chitin, that a man, a husband, so he brings wheat into the house. He's the farmer, he brings the wheat into the house, but chitin kaises, is he going to eat wheat? Pishtan. He brings pishtan, he brings flax into the house. Pishtan laivi, she's just gonna put on the pishtan, you just tie pishtan around your legs until you have a baguette. Doesn't work like that. So that, don't you see that she's the one who causes him to brighten his eyes and to stand him up on his feet? So you see, she's the one, even though he brings the things home, but he can't, that's not food. She's the one who then actually takes the wheat and makes it into food. She takes the pishtan and makes it into a baguette. So you see that she helps him a lot, which I believe I saw somewhere, I don't remember where, that this is a mashal to the idea that really, the way a marriage is supposed to be set up is that the man brings the idea heels into the house. He goes to the base madrash. He goes to shul. He comes back from the drushas. And whatever it is that he learns, so he comes and he brings those ideals into the house. He brings all the different lessons, dashkafe, satira, into the house. But then who's the one who actually implements it? Who's the one who mainly raises the children and really implements those ideas and puts it into the house and establishes it and mamish builds it into the house? So that's the wife. The man brings the chitin, but then the wife is the one who then turns it into food. V'amr b'lazer ma'idichsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk? That zaisa pam, that this time, etzeh me'atzamai u'basami b'sari, that Adam Rishon says about Chava, that zaisa pam etzeh me'atzamai u'basami b'sari, that this time, I think I got it right. Malamid's coming to teach us, shebo Adam al kol behema v'chaya, that Adam Rishon, kipshutai means that he was together, he lived together with all the different animals and all the different chayos, and you didn't feel like he got it right until he was together with Chava. That's when he understood that this was the right thing. So now Nafi Yosef says that it doesn't mean that he was literally with all the animals. It was all in his head. He was thinking about what it would be like. Is that the tachlis? Is the tachlis to be with the behema? It was all in his das. It was leiniskara daitoy achabal Chava until he pictured what it would be like with Chava. And where it's not just with an animal, the animals have children, it's just for the purpose of continuing that the legacy of that species. If a cow wouldn't have more cows, then there would be no more cows. But when it comes to a person, so being together with Chava wasn't just about continuing mankind, which is also a tachlis, but it was also a tachlis be'etzem in the relationship, and that's what it means, like niskara daita achabal Chava. Then he realized, oh, that's the tachlis. Va'amar b'lazer ma'idichsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk? That Hashem says, "V'nivruchu b'chal kol mishpachos ha'adama," that all the mishpachos, all the people of the world are going to be blessed through you. Amar le'Hakadosh Baruch Hu la'Avram, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram Avinu that shtei breichos tayvos yesh li lahavrich b'cha, that there are mishpachos, there are two breichos, two outside branches that I'm going to graft, like in agriculture you graft trees. So there's two other branches that I'm going to put into your family, and I'm going to graft them into your family. And those two people are Rus HaMaivia V'Nama HaMoynes, which also in Yana D'Yayma, coming up to Shavuos. Says the Gemara that kol mishpachos ha'adama. So that's what it meant, v'nivruchu b'cha. V'nivruchu b'cha is the lashon of brecha, is the lashon of grafting. Now the pasuk then says that kol mishpachos ha'adama, that all the mishpachos on the land are all going to be blessed through you. Afilu mishpachos hadareis ba'adama, literally the ha'adama mishpachos, even the ones that live in the caves inside the ground, they're also emes barchos ala b'shvel Yisrael. They receive their bracha through klal Yisrael. And kol gaya ha'aretz, also all the gayim of the land, they're all going to get their bracha through you. All of them is coming to be marbeh, afilu sfinei sabayis migalia laspamia. Even the boats, the people that travel on the boats that go from Galia to Aspamia, which there are very far away places, and Mimela, they're not on the land for very long, but they're still lemaisa, there's someone on the land, so that's kol gaya ha'aretz. Even these people, enu misbarachais, ela bishvil Yisrael, they only receive their bracha through Klal Yisrael. Va'amar b'lazar, asidim kol bali umanyos sha'yamdu ala karka. In the future, everyone's profession is going to be in agriculture. No more lawyers, no more anything. Everyone's just going to be in agriculture. Everyone's going to be farmers. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yardu man yoseihem kol tayvsei mashay, melachim kol chayv layam, ela aretz yamaydu. That everyone from all their ships and every other job that they're doing, they're all going to come, they're going to go down, ela aretz. They're going to stand on the ground. They're going to become farmers. Rabbi Lazar continued. Rabbi Lazar said that ein lucha umnus p'chusa min hakarka. Now you should know there's no more degrading job that makes less money than a farmer. That's the worst job. Shenemar, the pasuk says v'yardu. You see from here as well. It says they're going to come from all the other jobs that they had. V'yardu. It says they're going to go down mi'ani yisayim, and they're going to go to the land. They're going to go to become farmers. That's considered a demotion, to go down and to become a farmer. Rabbi Lazar chazil lahu ara. The Gemara relates a story that Rabbi Lazar found. He once saw a certain piece of land, the Shadi Bay Krava La Pusya, that the person who was planting it, so he had rows that he was planting, and he was planting the cabbage across the width of the row instead of the length of the row. So Amar Lay, so Rabbi Lazar said to the farmer, that eat the Shadi La Urkach, that even if you would plant it by the length, which is the proper way to do it, afal pikein hafuche beiska tavminach, it would still be better for you to just change over into business. Business, you'll do much better than as a farmer. Rav Ale Ben Yishivli, Rav went to amongst these standing stalks, and Chazanu de Kanaifan, and he saw that they were waving in the wind. It was very pretty. It was very beautiful. They were waving, the stalks were waving and blowing in the wind. And Amar Lahu, and Rav said to the stalks, so to speak, that Inaifas Esnufe, that as beautiful as you are, as wave all you want, Lamaisa Afuke Beiska Tav Minach. To do business, that's better than being Isaac with you. Amar Rava said, that if a person has 100 zuz to invest in business, so then he'll make it in life, and every day he'll be eating meat and drinking wine. But if a person invests 100 zuz into agriculture, so milcha v'chafura, he's going to be eating salt, and eating chafura is shachas, is like the vegetables, the produce that don't even fully grow. That's what he's going to be stuck with. And not only that, but if he goes into agriculture, he's going to have to sleep on the ground to watch his produce. Umramile Tigri began to fight with other farmers. It's not a good profession. Amura Papa that Zarav light Tizbe. Now the person should it's better for a person to plant himself. You want to eat tomatoes, don't go to the supermarket and buy the tomatoes. Plant it yourself. Plant your own tomatoes, Vulay Tizbain, and don't buy it. Now, even though you're not necessarily saving money, the time involved, I guess, in planting the tomatoes yourself and buying the things that are necessary to take care of it, so you're not necessarily saving anything. You could use all that money to just go to the store and buy it from the store. But still, says the Gemara, and hani mevarchan. It's still better to plant it yourself, not because of saving money, but because there's more bracha that shayra when you plant it yourself than when you go ahead and buy it from the store. So therefore, it's better to plant it yourself. Zabein v'loy tezel. Says the Gemara some more advice also, is that Zabein v'loy tezel, that a person should sell the things that he has in his house, and he shouldn't become poor. Better to have the cash that he needs to be able to buy what he needs, than to have all these, different things that he has in his house. Now, Hani Mili Bistarke, that's Dafka when it comes to, you know, Kalim, Stam Kalim in the house. Pots and pans and things like that. Or maybe even chairs and tables. Avaglima, but when it comes to clothing, so that, like, that your person should not sell his clothing, because loy misramule, it could be when he then needs his clothing, he's not going to find something that's matim for him. He's not going to find something that looks nice for him, that's the right size. And therefore, clothing, that's not something you should sell, but everything else you should sell to not become poor. Time v'loy teshapetz. If a person has a hole in his wall, so the best way to fix it would be to knock down the wall and to rebuild it. The second best way to fix it would be to widen the hole and then to do shiputzim, is to do renovations on the wall. The worst thing, the thing that's like the least good for looks, at least aesthetically, is to just fill up the hole. Is to just buy something to fill up the hole. That would be technically the worst, says the Gemara, but that's what you should do. Time v'loy teshapetz. It's better to just fill up the hole. V'loy teshapetz. Don't do shiputzim. Don't do renovations and widen the hole to make it all look nicer. Shapetz v'loy tivni. And if a person feels that he can't handle just being time, he's too much of a little bit too much of a funnik. He cares too much about the look. So then he should still rather do shiputzim, do renovations, but don't knock it down and rebuild it. Don't be tivni. Don't be Isaac and building. The reason is to call Isaac Babinian mismasking. Anyone who's Isaac and Binyan, so he ends up becoming poor. The Peliyait says, maybe by Erech Binyan, he says that when anyone who's done renovations knows, you think it's going to cost an X amount of dollars, ends up costing much more. He says that anytime a person is planning on doing building, so he says that whatever money you think it's going to cost, you should make sure to prepare, I think, double, or maybe even he says triple, of whatever the costs are, because Kola Isaac Binyan mismasking, anyone who's Isaac and Binyan, so otherwise he ends up becoming poor. Kafait zavin ara. A person should be quick to buy land. If he sees land going for sale on the market, and he has, I guess, enough money at least to buy it, so that's a good investment. Buy land. But masan nasiv issa. But when it comes to marrying a wife, so then be patient. Don't be so quick when it comes to choosing a wife. Nachis darga nasiv issa. Also, when it comes to marrying a wife, so the Gemara gives us some shidduch advice that a person should go down a madrega. A person shouldn't marry a woman who's at the same social class as him. He should marry someone who's a little bit less chasha than him. This way she'll respect him. Sak darga b'char shazvina. However, when it comes to choosing friends, so then the person should go up a darga. He should go up a darga when it comes to choosing friends, and they'll lift him up. Amar Belazar Baravina, in Purana Yisbal La'ilam Ela Bishvil Yisrael. That bad things happen to the world, it's only because of Klai Yisrael. All the bad things that happen in the world, you hear about an earthquake over there, or anything, wherever it is, it's all really so that Klai Yisrael should learn from it. You hear about a pandemic somewhere else, it's all for us to learn the lesson. It's all for us to learn the lesson. That's why it happens. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, and maybe don't tell the Gayim this, but that's the Metzias. And all the bad things that happen in the world, it's all because Hashem's trying to talk to Klal Yisrael. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, Hichrati Gayim Neshamu, Pinaisa Mechrafti Chutzusam, that destruction happens to Gayim, Uksiv Amarti Achtiri Aisi, Tikhi Musar. Why is it all happening? Because I just want you, Klal Yisrael, to fear me, I want you to take Musar. So you see all the different things that happen in the world, even to the Gayim, it's all really so that we should learn from it, and that we should do tshuva.